5.6. Robert Capshaw lives full-time on his own island, and he lives there alone. On one of his rare visits to modern society, he has agreed to talk with us today. Welcome, Mr. Capshaw.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, you own an island, is that right?
Yes. I bought the island in the 1970s. Back then, no one wanted to own an island. I was successful in my job and had some extra cash, but not much. If other people had wanted it, I couldn't have bought it.
So, you bought it as a holiday island?
Well, I just wanted to go there to relax. I went a year later and I never returned to my job.
So, what made you stay and give up your life back home?
It's hard to explain, but the island really spoke to me. Not out loud, but I saw that it had a life of its own, and I wanted to be a part of it. I just couldn't go back to a life of stress and misery after that.
Are you alone on this island?
Yes, most of the time. Other people had lived on the island before, but they must have left years before I bought it. Everything was overgrown, dying, really. The island needed me. I've planted thousands of new plants on the island.
Do you ever get lonely?
No, I honestly don't feel alone. The trees are my friends, silly as it sounds. I talk to them and check on them. I know what they need, and they seem to know what I need. Peace and quiet.
Can anyone visit your island?
Oh, yes. The island is now a nature park. They should have made it a park sooner, but what's past is past. People can visit on guided boat tours. I don't run the tours, though. It's good for the island to be a government-supported park. It means when I die, and I'm 71, so that may be sooner than later, the island and the trees will be cared for.
Well, I certainly hope you're around for many years to come. Mr. Capshaw, your efforts to preserve and care for nature are an inspiration to us all.